Wake up. Wake up now, young lady. Nap time is over. Mommy has a very special job for you. Get your little butt out of bed. Ugh. What are you wearing? Didn't we already discuss this? You are not permitted to wear pajamas to bed anymore. You were supposed to be sleeping naked. This is simply unacceptable. You haven't even been awake for 5 minutes and you're already in big trouble. What a bad little girl you are. Bad, bad little girl. Take off your nightgown. Give it to me. I'm going to have to lock up your pajamas, aren't I? You can't be trusted to have them in your room anymore. Stop covering up your little boobies. Drop your hands immediately. You aren't allowed to cover up any part of your body for mommy. You aren't allowed any modesty. In fact, pull those panties down. Your pussy should be exposed to mommy at all times unless I say otherwise. Now go stand in the corner. Mommy is going to take all of your frilly nightgowns and put them in the lockbox. I was very clear about these, wasn't I? You're only allowed to wear them when I feel like seeing you look extra girly. But you decided that what you wanted was more important than following my rules. That's not an acceptable attitude for you to have now, is it? I don't want to hear you protesting. Don't give me any back sass. Do you want an even harsher punishment than you're already going to get? Is that what you want? No. Then say, I'm sorry for breaking your rules, Mommy. Say it now. That a girl. Now come over here and look, little baby. See that? That's where all your pretty nightgowns that Mommy bought for you are going to stay from now on. Locked up in the box. All because you are greedy and wore one when you weren't supposed to. This is your fault. You should be ashamed of yourself. Go bend over the bed. Now. Oh, did you think you were going to get off that easy? Absolutely not. You have been a wicked, greedy little girl. And you know what happens when you're a wicked girl. That's right, you get your little butt spanked. Hey, shut that dirty mouth right now. I don't want to hear about how it's unfair. How dare you accuse Mommy of being wrong? That's it, I am going to blister your ass. Get on your hands and knees. Now. Crawl over to the chest of drawers and bring Mommy the red belt. You've earned yourself quite the beating tonight, haven't you, young lady? No, don't carry it with your hands, you dumb baby. Put it in your mouth. You better get used to having things in your mouth anyway. I have a lot of plans for you tonight. Now stand up and bend over. I'd say this hurts me more than it hurts you, but this is going to be a hard one. Remember, you deserve this beating. Your ass is going to be black and blue by the time I'm done with you. Don't you dare start crying yet. I haven't even started. Stop being such a baby. Thank Mommy for beating you with a belt. This is for your own good. You are such a bad girl. Bad, bad little girl. You're lucky to have a mommy who loves you enough to bust your ass. Stop crying so loudly. Unless you want me to give you a reason to cry like that, huh? Is that what you fucking want? Alright, I guess I'm gonna have to try something different. Get back on your hands and knees and crawl over to the chest of drawers again. Get the heavier belt. That will really show you what a bad girl you've been, huh? Mommy is gonna enjoy punishing you with this. Mommy likes giving you a reason to cry sometimes. Get over here. Bend over your bed again. No. Lower, you stupid girl. Down on your elbows. Stick your ass in the air. Do you want to make this worse than it already is? No? Then get on your fucking elbows and beg me to beat you till you can't breathe. I love hearing you blubber like a bitch. You can do better than that. Beg Mommy to give you the pain you deserve. Tell me what a bad, bad girl you've been. You slept with clothes on, even panties. You back-sassed your mommy. And you haven't even been awake for 10 minutes. Are you ready for the rest of your punishment? There we go. That's a reason for you to cry, huh? Doesn't this hurt? Isn't this the worst possible way to wake up? We wouldn't have had to do this if you had just obeyed your mommy. What a mean thing for you to do to mommy. I give you so much love and care, and this is how you repaid me. By disobeying even the simplest rules. All you had to do was sleep naked and be respectful. But no, you just had to have it your way. Well, this is what happens when we do it your way. You get your ass beaten black and blue. Now, Mommy is going to stop beating you for now. That's the end of your punishment. But if you put even one toe out of line, well, you are seriously going to regret it. I will tie you down and beat every inch of your body, and not just your ass. You think you've got it bad now? You think I'm an unfair, mean mommy now? Just you fucking wait. You'll wish I had never brought you into this world. You better be on your best behavior for the rest of the night. Now, do you want to hear what mommy has in mind for you? Do you want to hear about the special job I have for you? Why don't you come into the living room and I'll show you? No. No, 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 no. On your hands and knees. Crawl like the stupid pet you are. Ass in the air, little bitch. Stop. Sit there. I'm going to open the door in a second. Mommy has brought over all her friends to show you off. They're going to have so much fun looking at you naked. Now let me be really, really clear about something. You are here to be shown off and used. First, Mommy is going to use you in front of everyone. And then I'm going to let someone else have a turn. You're going to be passed around all night. You are not to embarrass me in front of my friends. You are to do everything they tell you to do. If they say open your mouth and lick their grown-up parts, you better do it with a smile. I will have no whining at all this evening. Mommy worked very hard to make this party special, and you are not going to mess it up with your badness. You better not be a bad girl tonight, or the spanking you got earlier will be just the beginning. I have given everyone in the living room permission to touch any part of your body that they want. They're probably going to stick their grown-up parts inside you, and the grown-up women are going to sit on your face. You better do everything they tell you, even if it hurts. In fact, I know it will hurt. Mommy's kept your little pussy and anus untouched for months in preparation for this party. They're going to have so much fun stretching you wide open and coming inside you. Yes, they're going to finish inside you. This is a no-condom, no-pull-out party. And you better hold all of it inside, or I'll make you lick it up off the floor. Now, stick that ass in the air. Hey guys, sorry for the delay. Our little girl here woke up on the wrong side of the bed from her nap. She's very sorry for having made you all wait. I made sure of that. I'm certainly ready to get the festivities started. What should I do first, do you think? Sit back and let her lick me? Or maybe you guys could hold her down while I sit on her face. Actually, I like that better. Hey, you two, come over here and hold this bitch down. I'm sure she won't fight you. After all, she's been given very instructions on how to be on her best behavior all night. Good, thanks. I'm gonna straddle your face now, sweetie. Stick your tongue out for mommy. No crying now. I know some of you guys might think it's wrong for little girls to lick their own mother's cunts, but, well, you guys can go fuck yourselves. This little baby girl gives mommy the best head. Mommy trained you well, huh? You know just how to lick the clit. Such a slutty little girl. This is all you're good for. You exist to make mommy's pussy feel real good. Oh, is it hard to breathe when your face is buried in a sopping wet cunt? Is the little baby having a hard time getting her breath in? Oh, well, the faster you make me come, the sooner you can breathe. Before the next person decides to use you anyway. You're going to be so worn out at the end of the night, baby girl. All of your holes are going to be sore and raw. And your little baby tongue is going to be cramped up and tired. It's going to hurt so bad, little girl. It's nothing. You don't deserve, you disobedient slut. I can't wait to watch all my friends rape you and make you cry. You're so stupid and sexy when you cry. Fuck, little girl, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come on your face and you can't do anything about it. You can't even breathe or turn your head because my friends are holding you down while I rape your mouth. Do you want to make mommy come on your tongue? Don't you nod or shake your head. Just keep licking. Just choke it out, little girl. Show mommy what a good girl you are. Make her come. Good girl, good fuck doll. Mommy's gonna come now, okay? Mommy's gonna come right all over your stupid, crying, blubbering face. Oh, scream, bitch, scream. Oh, fuck. Ah. Ah, fuck, that was good, baby girl. You are the best rape toy a mommy could ask for. I am so glad I had you. You are the best thing that's ever happened to mommy. Well, who's next, huh? Her mouth might need a rest, but her ass and cunt are ready for use. Let's stretch this brat open.